Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. It's Tony Nominations Day, y'all. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino. So what a top story, Matt. I can't even believe it. We should jump right into it. Britney Spears coming to Broadway.
We'll talk about that later. We're not talking about that today.
Okay.
But yes, apparently, Jerry Mitchell's helping Britney Spears bring her catalog to Broadway. Sorry, Broadway. Anyway, yes, James, today the big story is that we are just minutes after the Tony nominations were announced. Hopefully you were watching on both CBS and a live stream, because if you watched on just one of them, you didn't see all the nominations. So we'll talk about that in a minute, James. This is like an annual thing with us. Every year we talk about how screwed up the Tony nominations live stream is. But let's get to some of these nominations, James. Overall, I think that they were, for the most part, pretty expected. There were some that definitely jumped out, and we'll talk about those as we get to them. But let's go with some of the bigger categories here. In the Best Play category, the nominees are A Doll's House Part 2, Indecent, Oslo, and Sweat. James, I think those are all four of the shows that all of those experts from Gold Derby pretty much expected, so not too many surprises there. Same can be said for Best Musical, which was Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day, and Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Some people have speculated that with so many shows opening this year that we might get that ever-elusive fifth Best Musical nominee. We did not. The four ones that I think everybody felt fairly good about were nominated. Moving over to the Best Revival of a Play, we had August Wilson's Jitney, Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes, Present Laughter, and Six Degrees of Separation. For Best Revival of a Musical, we just had three: Falsettos, Hello Dolly, and Miss Saigon. James, anything about the show nominations that jumped out at you and you want to talk about before we get into some of these acting ones?
No, not really. Like you said, most of them were expected. I wish that they had gone to a fifth category, but we had talked about the parameters behind going to a fifth nomination, but I guess nobody had broken that threshold.
Yeah, it has to be three between the fourth and the fifth place vote getters, so to speak, and apparently that didn't happen here. All right, let's move on to the performance categories. Best performance by an actor in a leading role in a play are Dennis Arnett from Heisenberg, Chris Cooper from A Doll's House Part 2, Corey Hawkins from Six Degrees of Separation, Kevin Klein from Present Laughter, and Jefferson Mays from Oslo. Best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play, Cate Blanchett, The Present, Jennifer Ely, Oslo, Sally Field, The Glass Menagerie, Laura Linney from The Little Foxes, and Laurie Metcalf, A Doll's House Part 2. Moving into the musical categories, best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical, Christian Borle, Falsettos, Josh Groban, Natasha Pierre, and The Great Comet of 1812, Andy Carl, Groundhog Day, David Hyde Pierce, Hello Dolly, and Ben Platt, Dear Evan Hansen. Best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical, Danae Benton, Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812, Christine Ebersole, War Paint, Patti LuPone, War Paint, Bette Midler, Hello Dolly, and Eva Noble-Zeta for Miss Saigon. James, there are some really fun ones in there. I will say that I'm a little surprised that we didn't see the names Alice and Janney in the best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play, or John Briones in best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical. I don't know who you would have kicked out of the best actor in a musical category to get John Briones in, but his reviews were spectacular. So those are kind of surprising. And then also, I was a little kind of surprised that we got Corey Hawkins in Six Degrees of Separation over Gideon Glick. I thought that despite how poorly Significant Other did at the box office, the reviews were really strong, and a lot of people were very, very high on Gideon Glick's performance. So I was kind of surprised by that one as well. Anything else jump out at you from those categories?
I know that we had talked about it ahead of time, but that Josh Groban in that leading actor slot is he's certainly an international star, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that necessitated it in that role that he's in.
Now, do you mean that you didn't think that he deserved a nomination, or that you didn't think he deserved to be in the leading actor category?
In the leading actor category, certainly a nomination.
Yeah, I mean, his name is clearly above the title of Natasha Pierre, so it would have taken a petition by the producers to get him in the featured actor category, which I think he has a decent enough shot to win in the leading, so I don't know that he... they would have moved him out of there. I mean, I think he's not the favorite, obviously. Ben Platt's probably the favorite in the leading actor category, but he probably would have been the favorite in the featured. We'll get to those now. Starting with best performance by an actor in a featured role in a play, Michael Aronoff for Oslo, Danny DeVito from The Price, Nathan Lane, The Front Page, Richard Thomas is a Tony nominee for The Little Foxes. Yeah. I love that. John Douglas Thompson for Jitney. Best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play are Joanna Day from Sweat, Jane Houdyshell from A Doll's House Part 2, Cynthia Nixon from The Little Foxes, Condola Rashad from A Doll's House Part 2, and Michelle Wilson from Sweat. Moving into that aforementioned best performance by an actor in a featured role in a musical category, there were Gavin Creel for Hello Dolly, Michael Faist from Dear Evan Hansen, which seems to be the surprise of all the nominations so far, Andrew Reynolds from Falsettos, Lucas Steele from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and Brandon Uranowitz from Falsettos. Best performance by an actress in a featured role in a musical, Kate Baldwin for Hello Dolly, Stephanie J. Block from Falsettos, Jen Colella, Come From Away, Rachel Bay Jones, Dear Evan Hansen, and Mary Beth Peel from Anastasia. I don't know who I'm more excited about, James, in these four categories, Mary Beth Peel or Richard Thomas, but those both excite me tremendously, and there are definitely some others in there as well that are super exciting. Anything jump out at you?
No, not really. I guess the thing is that I'm seeing a trend here. It seems like it's going to be a slugfest between Hello Dolly and Dear Evan Hansen across many of these categories.
I'd throw in Falsettos for a lot of those acting categories, too. I think there was a total of four nominations for Falsettos just in acting alone.
Yeah, but I don't think that the Tony voters are going to I think more often than not, it's going to be between Hello Dolly and Evan Hansen. I mean, the occasional Falsettos thing might throw an upset here and there, but deservedly so. But I think that we have two freight trains running it out with Hello Dolly and Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, I think you're right. One of the things that jumped out at me, especially in these major categories, and we'll talk about some of the design categories here in a second, but it really seemed to me that the nominations centered around a handful of shows in each category. There were a number of shows or a number of categories where for musicals, then the new musical categories, there were just four nominees that were repeated over and over. Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day, and Natasha Perry and the Great Comet of 1812. There are a number of categories, including some of the like the book, and we'll talk about them here in a second to get specific, where those are the only ones. You would be shocked to know that this was a huge season for new musicals, and as well, some of them got nominated in some other technical categories. The big ones pretty much centered just around that handful of shows. And while I understand that, you know, there's no groupthink necessarily going on because the nominators don't know what everyone else is voting for, it does kind of disappoint me a little bit, but that love wasn't spread around a little bit more.
All right, let's get into the technical nominations.
Okay, I'm going back and forth between my sheets because they're all out of order here. But let's go starting with Best Book of a Musical. That was Come From Away for Irene Sankoff and David Hine. Groundhog Day, Stephen Levinson. Dear Evan Hansen, Stephen Levinson. Groundhog Day, Danny Rubin. And Great Comet for Dave Malloy. Notice those four shows in there. Best Original Score, same shows. Come From Away, Sankoff and Hine. Dear Evan Hansen, Pasek and Paul. Groundhog Day, Tim Minchin, and Great Comet, Dave Malloy again. So again, those four shows taking all of those big award categories there. Moving over to Best Scenic Design for a play, we had Jitney, The Play That Goes Wrong, The Front Page, and Oslo. Best Scenic Design of a Musical, Groundhog Day, War Paint, Great Comet, and Hello Dolly. Best Costume Design of a Play is The Little Foxes, Present Laughter, Jitney, and A Doll's House Part 2. Best Costume Design of a Musical, Anastasia, one of their only two nominations for Anastasia. Hello Dolly, Great Comet, and War Paint. War Paint, another show that, despite those two leading actress in a musical nominations, was really kind of underrepresented so far. Lighting Design of a Play, Indecent, Jitney, Oslo, A Doll's House Part 2, Lighting Design of a Musical, Come From Away, Hello Dolly, Great Comet, and Dear Evan Hansen. Now we get into some of the more fun ones, or I guess better starry ones. Best Direction of a Play, Sam Gold, A Doll's House Part 2, Ruben Santiago Hudson for Jitney, Bartlett Shear for Oslo, Daniel Sullivan for The Little Foxes, and Rebecca Taishman for Indecent. Best Direction of a Musical, Christopher Ashley, Come From Away, Rachel Chavkin for Great Comet, Michael Greif for Dear Evan Hansen, Matthew Warchus for Groundhog Day, and Jerry Zaks for Hello Dolly. And rounding out the nominations, we'll do choreography and orchestrations. Best choreography, Andy Blankenbuehler for Bandstand, Peter Darling and Ellen Kane for Groundhog Day, Kelly Devine from Come From Away, Dennis Jones from Holiday Inn, Sam Pinkleton for The Great Comet. And finally, orchestrations, Bill Elliott and Greg Anthony Rayson for Bandstand, Larry Hodgman for Hello Dolly, Alex Lacamoire for Dear Evan Hansen, and again, Dave Molloy with like his 37th nomination this season for Great Comet. We've already talked about all of the special honorees, James Earl Jones for Lifetime Achievement, Gareth Frey, and there's one we're going to talk about probably here in a second, but Bayork Lee for the Isabel Stevenson Award, Nina Lannan and Alan Wasser for the Tony Honors for Excellence in Theater. But James, overall, it really was not a super spread out list of nominations. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 led with 12 nominations. Hello Dolly had 9. Hello Dolly had 10. Dear Evan Hansen had 9. A Doll's House Part 2 was the leading vote to get her nomination getter for a play with 8. Come From Away had 7. Groundhog Day had 7. Oslo had 7. Jitney had 6. The Little Foxes had 6. Falsettos 5. War Paint 4. And so on and so forth. Not a ton. You know, I feel like we've seen more diverse nomination slates in the past, but what do you think it is about this season that kind of forced a ton of nominations to a small group of both plays and musicals?
I maybe it's because there's so much buzz around these shows that have accumulated most of them, and that although A Doll's House Part 2 seems to break that rule, doesn't it?
Well, I think a lot of people in the theater community are buzzing about it. Definitely no one's buying tickets, but, you know, the theater insiders are buzzing about it, and it did have great reviews.
Some things that I was kind of raised an eyebrow about is that in the scenic design area, I mean, Hello Dolly was great. It's a great show. I didn't think I thought the scenic design was perfectly fine, but I thought that Anastasia's scenic design was much better than that. And were you mentioning the sound design thing? Were you going to talk about that?
Yes, let's talk about that here real quick. They did announce yesterday, late last night, that there will be a special Tony Award for Gareth Frey and Pete Malkin, who are the sound designers for The Encounter. Now, James, you saw this, and I think a lot of people talked about it being a very much an audio adventure. So even though they aren't giving an official Tony Award for sound design, this seems like if they're going to make a special award out of it, this would be it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly sound design was the best thing about that show.
Fair enough. Here are the shows that for this season that were completely shut out. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not a nomination.
Borel didn't get a nomination?
He did, but for falsettos.
Oh.
So he did not. Charlie did not get a nomination at all. Neither did Amelie, A Bronx Tale, Cats, Sunset Boulevard, The Encounter, other than the special Tony, Oh Hello, The Cherry Orchard, my favorite show of the season, La Liaison d'Angereux, In Transit, and Significant Other. So, you know, there's a lot of shows in there some of them have found an audience. You can't argue that A Bronx Tale, Cats, and Sunset Boulevard haven't found an audience currently running. Oh Hello definitely had an audience. Obviously, if Sunset Boulevard's lead Glenn Close had been eligible, I think it's probably a safe assumption that she would have been nominated, but she was not eligible. But that's four shows that have had or are currently having very strong runs that didn't get a single nomination, which is disappointing for them. Some other ones that I see some people online already chiming in about are Amber Gray not getting nominated for Great Comet, Kate Wariski getting snubbed for directing Sweat. The war paint score not getting anything, so I think there's a lot of things to be excited about, but there's also some things to be disappointed about. But like we said the other day, James, not everything's going to get nominated, and there are going to be some that are left out. And when you have a group of 42 the other day nominators, it's tough to kind of project what they're going to do ahead of time.
Yeah, I think that probably what we're facing here is an embarrassment of the riches that I think it's been an extraordinary season, just an extraordinary season. And that's, you know, it's not everything's going to fit into this this mold that we have for the nominating season and the award seasons. So, I don't think that there was any dramatic slight that happened here that I don't think there's been any injustice.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's – I think the ones that people are most griping about now or will be are things that are probably – on the edges of nomination, not necessarily the things that a lot of people thought were going to win, maybe save for Allison Janney, because I think a lot of people thought that she had a potential to win Tony for Best Lead Actress in a play. She didn't get nominated. Other than that, I think you're right. It's a lot of things around the fringes, not that they weren't deserving, but weren't necessarily things pushing for the win in whatever category they should have been nominated in.
Hey, what was the Best Feature Actor in a Musical again?
Best Featured Actor in a Musical is Gavin Creel, Michael Faist, Andrew Rannells, Lucas Steele, and Brandon Uranowitz.
Huh. I asked because the Tony Awards deleted their tweet and reposted it, so I wasn't sure, but I don't...
Oh, you know what it was? They misspelled Lucas Steele's name on the live stream. On the live stream, I noticed they misspelled his name, so that's probably what it was.
That makes sense.
Speaking of that, James, you were pretty fired up when we signed on before we started recording about the quality of the Tony Awards annual live stream Bumble bleep. So any comments about this from a professional technologist who also dabbles in theatrical journalism?
I just don't understand why they don't sign up YouTube and or Facebook to do the live stream. I mean, they keep talking about how they want to bring this to as many people as possible and expand the audience and things like that. Facebook and YouTube are the way to do it. I think that IBM has been a disaster for the Broadway community. I think that their running of all their technology projects are massive, massive fails. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand why it happens every single year. I mean, the first year that they did this, yeah, you understand it and you learn from the first year and you make it better every year. I don't think that 1 second of the nominations was streamed this year.
No, they were. It did actually come in. It came in at about the third category. I had flipped on my TV to watch it on CBS.
I didn't get the whole entire stream. I didn't get.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some different places depending on where you were or if you needed to refresh or something. It did eventually show up for me maybe the third or fourth category in. So I was able to see it all, but I had to go bounce back and forth between CBS and in the live stream. But James, if you didn't see any of the live stream, CBS only airs – you know, the big awards, and then they're like, go away, the rest of you people. Yeah. We'll go back to talking about Trump's latest tweet, and you can go find it online, even though that live stream doesn't actually work all the time.
Yeah. All right. So hopefully they'll get it better for the big night, which is when?
It is June 11th, Sunday, June 11th, 8 p.m. on CBS. I think that's the big night you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. James, tomorrow's
show. I was talking about
show,
Olive Garden, all you can eat.
Salad and breadsticks. I could live on those breadsticks. But James, tomorrow's episode, we didn't really do a full episode today with all the news. Talking about Michael Moore's doing a Broadway show.
Yeah, with Britney Spears.
Might be doing a Broadway show. No, not together. Those are separate.
And Michael Moore's not doing a Britney Spears musical?
No. Well, maybe. We don't know what his show is yet, really. But James, you're going to be doing tomorrow's episode on your own while I go see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 tonight. And then the next day I will be on my own while you go see one of the final plays of the season. And we don't know what we're going to be doing for Friday's show. But so you'll catch up on some of the news. I'll catch up on anything else we don't do. But we'll make sure you get everything you need to know over the next few days that we might have missed by covering specifically the Tony nominations today.
All right, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your special Tuesday with us, and I'll be back tomorrow to get you through Wednesday.